Hello, Audio Boom. I can't believe how fast the week has actually gone, because this time last week I was actually away in London and I got to go to and I think I mentioned it before, but I went on an adventure of a lifetime, and I went to the Warner Brothers studio Harry Potter tour in London, and I had the time of my life and it was absolutely brilliant. Got to do lots of things, got to see lots of things, and it was a really good experience, and I really enjoyed it. I knew I would, though, because being a big Potterhead, you know, obviously I was going to be, you know, this was something that I was going to enjoy, and I really did enjoy it. We got to have a look around all of the different you know, the different parts of Hogwarts School and different parts of the sets of the film, like Diagon Alley and things like that. And, you know, you got to really look at, you know, sort of all of the different sets and things, and, you know, some of the props that they used for the sets and stuff like that. And it was really good. And like, you know, it was almost like going to a museum sort of like thing, but it was more interesting than a museum. I've discovered, because when we went to London, I discovered that we went to a museum at some point, and I'll talk about that as well, because I spent the whole weekend at, in London last weekend. We had a bit of a long weekend, and we sort of spent a whole weekend there from Friday till Monday. We came back on Monday, and yeah, so we had a really good time, but yeah, so the Warner Brothers studio tour in London, it was like going to a museum, but you had sort of, there were certain areas where you could do more than just look around. The thing that really bothered me most was that I would have liked to have looked, you know, had a closer look at certain things. I would have really liked to have been able to get close up to things and have a proper look, and, you know, maybe have a little feel of things and stuff like that. But there were barriers around certain things. Well, most of the things they had barriers around, so you couldn't really get close to it at all. So, you know, some of the things I was like struggling to understand what they were. I didn't quite understand what some of the things were, because obviously I couldn't get close up enough to look at it and stuff, and with my sight not being great, you know, although my sight is good, you know, I'm more partially sighted than, you know, towards the blind side, you know, I'm more sighted towards that, towards sighted sort of thing, you know, I can see most, you know, I can walk without a cane sort of like thing, if you know what I mean, but I still, you know, still struggle with a lot of things, and so, you know, because I can't see detail very well and stuff like that, and things do look a lot smaller than what they are in real life. So I would have really have liked to have been able to like have a closer look, and I couldn't do that, because we weren't really allowed to, and we weren't allowed to, you know, you're not allowed to touch anything or anything like that, you just have to look. Because I didn't really ask. I wish I had have asked on Facebook, because I'm following the Warner Brothers studio on Facebook, the Harry Potter studio tour on Facebook, and sort of like I wish I'd asked them before I'd went, you know, whether as a partially sighted person, whether I could have had a closer look, but I don't know, because yeah, I suppose I don't know whether if you were totally blind, or whether you were really severely, you know, visually impaired, whether they would have allowed you to have a closer look. I don't really know, but I didn't get to, but then I didn't ask either. I would have liked to have, you know, been able to sit on Dumbledore's chair, you know, when you go to the Dumbledore's office and stuff. That one, you didn't get to close look at all. You had to look from very far to look at Dumbledore's office. You couldn't go inside it or anything, you know, and sit on his chair or anything like that. The celebrities, certain celebrities got to do that, because I saw a video with Eddie Redmayne and Dan Fogler and David Yates, who they all got to sit on the chair and, you know, play about with some of the things on the desk, on Dumbledore's desk. But, you know, I was hoping we'd get to do that, you know, because obviously we saw not a video, we saw pictures of them doing that, of them having a play. These are the actors who did Fantastic Beasts, and David Yates being the director who directed Fantastic Beasts and Harry Potter, the last four Harry Potter films. And so, you know, they got to sit in Dumbledore's chair, they were allowed to have a close look, whereas we didn't. And I thought that's really unfair. I thought, why do we have to be celebrities to be able to do that? I would have liked to have been able to look closely and sit in Dumbledore's chair and have a bit of fun, you know, but we don't get to do that. I don't think we were allowed to touch anything or, you know, look at anything that close, you know. So I didn't get to. I was a bit disappointed that I couldn't look closer at things. But some of the things that we could touch and look at were, like, they had some of the characters, like wands and stuff, out and on display, and we got to look at those. That was quite fun to look at all the different designs and shapes of the wands and stuff, and whose wands were what. That was nice, because on the film, like when I'm watching the film, I can't really see them, you know, I can't really see the shapes and things on the film when I'm watching the films and stuff like that. So it was nice to be able to look at those really closely. So that was quite cool. One of the highlights was being able to go into the green room. I don't really know what you would call it. It's a room where, you know, it was just full of green screen. I don't know if many of you are aware of what green screen is, but basically that's where they, you know, when they're filming certain things like flying or things underwater, where they can't make the actual set look like that scene. When they can't do that, they use what they call a green screen, where it's all green, and then they digitalize everything, and so you do your acting in front of this green screen, and then they digitalize it, they sort of add those, you know, the scenes that they can't make and replicate, they actually put them onto a computer, and then, you know, so that it sort of builds up a picture, sort of thing. And I love this room, because this was one of the best, it was the highlight for me, and it was one of the best rooms, because it wasn't just looking around, you actually got to do, you know, it was very active, you know, you got to be very active. And what you did was, you got to sort of, how do I explain it? There was a broomstick that you got to sit on, and they tell you to sort of do certain actions and gestures and things to make it look like, you know, so that you're acting out certain scenes and stuff like that. So on the broomstick, you go side to side to make it look like you're flying really fast and things, or lean forward, and to make the broom go faster and stuff. And, you know, you sort of act it out and stuff, and you know, you have to pretend that you're touching water and things, and they sort of make a little video of you doing all these different things, of touching water as you're flying by, and, you know, you're swerving buses and stuff as you're flying, you know, through the city and things like that, and you're giving everybody a wave, and, you know, things like that. And it was really great. It was, at first I was a bit anxious about doing it, and I wasn't sure whether I wanted to do it, but then I sort of like watched my siblings doing it, and I thought that looks so fun and so cool, and I just had to do it. I think the thing that was making me nervous was that when you do it, they have like a wind machine, and it blows air, you know, so that, you know, those who have their hair out, it makes the hair blow in the wind, so it looks like they're flying, you know, in the wind and stuff like that. I was a bit nervous about that, but then the lady who was doing ours for us, you know, who was making our video for us, she was really nice, and she said, I can take the wind machine, you know, I can turn the wind machine off, and you can do it without the wind machine if you really want. And I says, yeah, because basically I don't like strong wind on my face, and I wasn't sure how strong the wind actually was, you know, that how strong the air was that the machine was blowing. So I didn't really want it, because I don't like strong air or strong wind on my face, because I can't breathe in strong wind. So I wasn't sure if I really liked the idea, but so she took the wind machine off, and it was really good. It was kind of fun to sort of like act it out and stuff like that. So that was really good. We got to do a bit of acting. We got to take in the green screen room. We got pictures made as well of wanted posters and stuff like that. So it was really cool. Another bit I liked was the Forbidden Forest. But I would have liked it to have been a bit longer. It was quite short, that one, and we we didn't get to explore it for very long. I wish I'd been able to, you know, look around a little bit more, and I wanted to be able to touch Buckbeak and, you know, and you know, sort of like, and sort of like, you know, look properly, because you don't get to, like I say, you couldn't get close enough to look at them. And Buckbeak actually moves. He bows, and he, you know, he moves his head and stuff. So that was really cool, and I really liked looking at that. And I wanted to look a bit closer, and, you know, just like, you know, I would have liked to, you know, just like, you know, stroke him, you know, like as if he was an animal or something like that, you know, just sort of